One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
La, 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 la.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
We stream our music now from pay-per-play online services, a business model that began in the 1890s when Lewis Glass and William Arnold invented the jukebox, a record player with a coin slot installed in milk bars, diners. That's how lots of people got their music. In the 1950s, someone noticed that no matter how many songs were in a jukebox, people played the same small number of favourites over and over again, inspiring US radio boss Todd Storts to create a new radio format, playing the most popular jukebox songs, Top 40.
Here we go with the top 40 hits in the nation this week on American Top 40, the best-selling and most played songs from the Atlantic to the Pacific, from Canada to Mexico. This is Casey Kasem in Hollywood. Now on with the countdown.
Number 40.
Here's Marvin Gaye, his hit, End of Our Road.
Oh, it's over. Oh, it's all over. Said it's over.
Countdowns of the top 40 became a radio staple. The contest between the songs, almost as fascinating as the music itself.
Satisfaction, the Rolling Stones. This is Casey Kasem with American Top 40. We've counted down 39 of this week's 40 best-selling songs in the country. Well, that leaves only one.
Billboard's number one.
Today, stories of the epic and surprising battles for the number one spot.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever.
Beatles, 1967, one of the great records. Beaten in the UK for the top spot by...
Please release me, let me go. For I don't love you anymore.
Crooner Engelbert Humperdinck beat the Beatles.
New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie.
Get back on.
Gene Genie lives on his back. Gene Genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous and screams and he bawls.
David Bowie leading the glam rock wave up the charts in 1972, beaten by a 9-year-old boy. Little Jimmy Osmond, the youngest artist to have a number one hit.
A man in the dark in a picture frame, so mystic and soulful. A voice reaching out in a piercing cry, it stays with you until...
Ultravox, Vienna, stopped at number 2 on the UK charts by this.
And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter to you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mama, I can remember. Big accordion solo.
Joe Dolce, number 1. In 13 countries in 1981. Top of the chart contests. Rolling Stones, 1971, held out by...
Oh, my darling,
not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no.
Tony Orlando and Dawn. Now, in 1985...
Today's another day to find you shining. I'm coming for your love, okay? Take on me.
Aha, Take On Me, a great tune destined for number 1, but not in the UK. Jennifer Rush beat them to the top. Now, this.
God save the Queen, the fascist regime. They made you a moron. Potential hate bomb.
Sex Pistols, 1977, beaten to number 1 by... And there's this one.
Dear Slim, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. I left myself, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent 2 letters back in autumn. You must not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes I swear...
2000, Eminem, Stan, came in number 2 behind... One of the great top-of-the-charts stories...
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
The start of a long number one stay for Queen in 1975. What was it, number 2?
Say, what are you doing? Huh? What are you doing?
I'm talking to you. What do you think I'm doing?
I know you're talking to me. Say, come on over. I want to see you. And make it snappy.
Cutie.
Yes, the comedians Laurel and Hardy. Their films were being played on TV again in the 1970s, and those films had a lot of songs in them. The record company thought there might be a quid there and released the songs on an album called The Golden Age of Hollywood Comedy. One of those songs found its way to the BBC.
Because I'm so keen on your new haircut and that Yukon fur trapper chic you're sporting, I've decided to give you a treat by playing two of our most requested sessions of recent months, those from New Order and Killing Joke. These are especially for Zigzag readers who recently voted me their favourite person. Mine too. Psychedelic Furs.
BBC Radio 1, John Peel, one of the great music DJs. He heard and played one of Stan and Ollie's songs over and over, pushing it up the UK record charts to number 2, just behind Bohemian Rhapsody in 1975.
On a mountain in Virginia stands a lonesome pine. Just below is the cabin home of a little girl of mine.
Her name is June, and very, very soon she'll belong to me. For I know she's waiting there for me neath that lone pine tree. Mountains of Virginia, yeah, on the trail of the lonesome pine, in the pale moonshine, our hearts entwine, where she carved her name, and I carved mine, or June, just like the mountains are blue, like the pine, I am lonesome for you.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine, in the pale moonshine, our hearts entwine, where she carved her name and I carved mine. Oh, June, like the mountains, I'm blue, like the pine, I am lonesome for you.
In the blue ridge mountains of Virginia,